Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. We are filled with wisdom from two fantastic gentlemen. My brother Johnny is in Houston. Johnny!
Stevie down here in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, once again, 33% chance that I missed again. It's brother Johnny in New Orleans. Great having the member of the National Academy of Sciences, one of the entrepreneurs of the our generation, Thomas Edison of oil and gas, but I think I've understated that. Mike Ditka in Chicago with a schedule fuller than unbelievable. Mike, you're in Chicago headed to L.A. I just don't get your schedule is stunning to me.
Well, it's not stunning. It's stupid. I'm going out to L.A., believe it or not. I'm going to film a small part in a movie tomorrow.
Oh, and come on.
But I'm coming right back tomorrow night.
Now, I want you at the Oscars. We want Mike.
We want Mike. I think you need that golden statue for the work in Kicking and Screaming. That, I'm telling you, it's my favorite Will Ferrell movie. And I know I halfway joke, but I really don't, Mike. I think when you're on screen, I can't not look. I really think you're good. I really, really think you're terrific.
Well, it's not hard to play yourself, I hope. But anyways, that's the main thing I'm doing. It's a very small part. It's a movie with Jim Belushi, and it's called The Dorks, I think. So I don't know. It's going to be. I looked at some of the script. It's pretty crazy.
Well, listen, it's great. You're moving around as much as you are doing stuff like that's fantastic.
How was the golf tournament? How'd you do out there down in Naples?
Well, John, we won our flight. We got knocked out on the first playoff hole. Everybody plays the hole. You know, you got. But
I see.
It's all in a shot.
Winning the flight.
It's one of the best holes we have, number 10. We end up using my drive, which was not a good drive because my partner hit it worse than me. And when he tried to hit it out, he didn't hit it out very good, so I knocked the 3-wood down in front of the green. He knocked it on. It was about a 12-foot putt. I missed it, and you had to have 5 to go on, so we had a 6. So, you know what? We had a great time. We really played in a good flight. We played some good people for very nice people. This is the first time I played in this. I really had a lot of fun. I didn't worry about winning, and we ended up winning.
That's great.
Good job.
That's great, Mike. That's awesome. All right, I want to start. Illinois wins yesterday. Felt great. It was the first victory for Bruce Weber's team in February. They beat Iowa. Great energy. We were diving for balls. It was really a solid, good victory. And I realize the Wolves are at the door, Johnny, and they want blood. But I'm telling you, it's not over, and I'm pulling for Bruce.
Well, I am, too. I think it's a little bit of a feeding frenzy. You know how that goes, Mike, in a lot of things. And, I still think he has a really great program. And, there's some issues, but I think they're very fixable. And, Steve, we've got a first-class guy there. And, boy, I tell you, I don't know where you're going to find a better guy than Bruce Weber. But.
Well, John, the problem is with the fan. He doesn't look at the character of the individual that's coaching or the fact that he is a good guy or he runs a great program. He looks at wins and losses. And he doesn't really create the wins and losses, let's face it. You know, you can blame him for part of it because it is recruiting, but the athletes do that. So, in a competition, there's no difference between any of the Big Ten schools now in any sport. I mean, they're all very competitive. So on any given day, anybody can beat anybody. Well, you might say Ohio State basketball might be a little better. I don't know. But, they have some pretty close games.
Well, it's not.
And we beat Ohio State. And
yes.
The other thing is, Mike, and you know how that goes, too. You do look at that win-loss thing. And I think you do have to look at competitiveness, Steve. Aren't we like number 2 in the nation on closest games in this season within 3 points or something ridiculous? And we lost 6 or 7 of those games, and didn't close it out. But, Mike, we're playing all the way down to the last shot, and we win some when you lose some. And I don't know if that's a bad program. I mean, some days you start winning all those, Steve.
Yeah, and I agree. And he's a character guy. He's a class guy, and he's been wonders for the program. He represents the school tremendously. But, they're going to do what they want to do. I mean, that stuff doesn't seem to matter. I mean, it comes down to wins and losses, and then all of a sudden you listen to what the media says or what some fans say, we want to make a change. Fine. change from what to what. That's what I have.
That's what you got to be careful of there.
And you know what? It's not as brutal as the Coliseums, but when people have a new AD, as we do in Mike Thomas here, it's almost a frenzy from the standpoint of who can we get? Who can we get? And there's a sport within a sport here. And,
well, it's and a start over thing and clean the slate. And,
well,
and you know, I'm supporting Mike. I think he's going to do a good job. But, you know, too, you got your two revenue sports are basketball and football. And I don't know, maybe a rule of thumb, don't take out the head coach in both sports the same year, because I'll tell you what, that supports the entire athletic program in Illinois, those two sports. And you want them to be good. But it's big business, Mike, and there's a lot you can talk about when you come to college sports, as we have. So,
well, here's pulling for Bruce. There's no question I'm pulling for Bruce, and I know the people out there are, you know, thinking it's already over, but I don't think it is, and I hope it's not. All right,
well, they beat anybody. They beat Ohio State and Michigan State this year, and those are two of the top. They were top 10 when we played them, weren't they,
Steve? Yep.
So, I mean, we've got it in us, and we've lost some close ones. So, yeah, I'm pulling for Bruce Weber myself. Go Illini.
All right, I want to reiterate the Mike Ditka coaches shouldn't speak for an hour after a game rule. I don't know if you saw the Pat Knight, son of Bobby Knight, last Wednesday talking about his Lamar players. And here's just a clip.
I'm unhappy with these seniors. That's what I'm unhappy with. It has nothing to do with X's and O's. We got it. We got the worst group of seniors right now that I've ever been associated with. Their mentality's awful. Their attitude's awful. It's been their MO for the last 3 years. To come out a game like this with no emotion, just flat, it's terrible. I mean, it's unheard of.
And then he continued to say that they've had attitude, classroom, drug problems with this bunch. He said it's like stealing from the university for them to take a scholarship. Wow. It was particularly the drug part. I would probably have follow-ups to the drug part.
But it's probably true, Mike.
It
you
probably
know, you
is.
The guy.
hooray for Pat Knight. I mean, he finally told the truth. I mean, these guys are stealing. I think if they go to school on a basketball scholarship, then you got to give your best to the program, because they certainly give their best to academics. We know that. So let's be smart. Let's be honest about it. Let's not beat around the bush. And he didn't beat around the bush. Evidently, they have no master, so they don't want to go to school and they don't want to play basketball. So very selfish individuals. And I thought he stated it very clear when I heard it the first time. I said, yeah, that, you know, so how many people really probably wanted to say that? How many coaches have really wanted to say that about the programs they have and haven't been able to say it?
And, Steve, they played, didn't they win the next game?
Yeah, they played Sam Houston on the road and won by 30. So
he fired them up, got them a little fired up there.
And they have a chance to win their conference still. So he said, hey, there's a method to my madness. But, again, when he went to the drug, I don't know the drug thing could get you drunk. Even though he didn't recruit him, even though he said, I'm here to clean it up, this is my first year, the fact that he was so out there, some people criticize the fact that he was too honest. But yet, if he's telling the truth, he's telling the truth.
Well, and you have to hold people accountable. I mean, I think that if you're going to commit, like Mike says, you know, some guys aren't that good, but if they're given 100%, that's what you can ask of a guy, is give 100%, try your best. There's nothing wrong with that, and if they can't do that, then they need to find another pastime.
Absolutely. And, you know, Pat, I admire for what he said. I really respect it tremendously, and I really don't, you know, I'm probably not on the majority of the side where you can't say that, you can't offend these athletes. Well, you can offend them. You can't offend them. My God, if you give them an education that's worth X amount of dollars, and you're giving them a chance to improve their lives throughout the history of their life, and all of a sudden they don't appreciate it, and they're there to play basketball, and they act like a bunch of clowns, then I think somebody's got to say something.
All right, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, we're on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM, and brought to you by Tim Mooney Ford in Tuscola. All right, did anybody see the NBA All-Star game? I'm pretty convinced I could score 10 in that game, 152 to 149.
I'm sure you could shoot 10 times, that's for sure.
That's for sure. They don't guard anybody, Mike.
I want to ask you a question. Why would anybody see it?
Yeah.
I missed
it. You couldn't. You couldn't pay me enough money to watch it. You would have to tie me to the chair. I would never in my life watch. It's the biggest joke I've ever seen.
Tie him to a chair. How about the economy?
And what the Pro Bowl is no better.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, they have fun. I think that's for the players, and you know, they're just having fun. And
yeah, they don't tackle anybody. They won't hit anybody.
Right.
They're not going to bump anybody. Don't play it. Just get rid of it.
Apparently, Kobe did break his nose. So, I mean,
what?
Yeah, apparently got an elbow somewhere playing around and broke his nose, and he's going to be okay.
We're not playing full speed.
Yeah, there you go. And half speed doesn't help. How about the Academy Awards? Anybody watch that? That was last night at the Kodak Theater. Billy Crystal was the host.
Well, you'd have the time in your chair to watch that, too. So I was in bed early last night. I got home, went to sleep. I never left the house. Came home from 40 yesterday. Yeah. I had some food brought over. I never left the house. I didn't watch it. No, I didn't.
All right.
Meryl Streep won her third Academy Award, Steve.
Nominated 17 times. Meryl Streep, she's the greatest actress.
Great actress. I do respect her and admire her.
Yep. All right.
You had an 82-year-old Christopher Plummer wins an Academy Award.
Oldest to ever win, Christopher Plummer, and said, "Where have you been all my life, darling? You're only 2 years older than me." So
They started the Oscars 84
years ago. So he's 82.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. All right, 7:45. President Obama announces the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. I want you to hear a clip of this as well.
This month, we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. I don't think there's a better time than African American History Month to consider the tremendous progress we've made through the sacrifices of so many, or a better time to commit to meeting the very real challenges we face right now. Every day, I think of the generations of African American men and women who overcame slavery and oppression, risked their own safety to cast a ballot, even gave up their lives to help build a country that lived up to its founding principles. Their extraordinary hope, their unwavering determination, changed this country. Their efforts made it possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment where we've got to decide what kind of country we want to be. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot, everybody does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barbershops and beauty salons, in your faith community, at work, or at school. And of course, in the voting booth this election day. Because we are greater together than we can ever be on our own.
African Americans for Obama, work as a congregational captain, pushing your church. Would this be like whites for Romney? Is this appropriate?
Yeah, I think it's fine, Steve. I hope that the African-American voters consider what he said. I disagree 100% that a shrinking number of people are doing really well. We're all doing very well. There's a tremendous standard of living in the United States of America. We may be on a little bit of a slide economically. Sure, we are. But the opportunity here is unprecedented, and the things Obama's doing is decreasing those opportunities. He's talking like he's increasing them for more people, and he's decreasing them for more people, because you have to keep government small. Leave it to the people. Do what he said, but don't do what he does, and you can't vote for him. And if you want to maintain that opportunity, that's my opinion of Obama right now. I just think he says one thing, but he's wrong about his philosophy, and he does the other. So usually the African Americans vote for the Democrat, but I would be surprised if there's much change this time. But you never know.
Well, the opportunity for all the people was started over 200 years ago when this country was started, and it is just what John mentioned. You have an opportunity to do or be anything you want to be. Color, creed, nationality, religion has nothing to do with it. And we've proven that over a period of time in our country, that none of these things matter. You can rise from anything to become great, and you can go from greatness to become nothing. So it's up to the individuals. I think the opportunity is there for everybody. But when you discourage people from accomplishing all they can, and basically you're doing that a little bit when you bring up this caste system or this class system or whatever you want to put people in, there's a reason that some people do better than other people. They work harder, they're smarter, and basically that's what it comes down to. Now, some are probably put in a better situation to start with. There's no question about that. But, you know, you can take $1 million and squander it away and have nothing, or you can take $1 million and make it $500 million. It's up to you.
Well, and I think, too, I always hearken back to the I Have a Dream speech when Dr. King said so poignantly, and one of my favorite lines of all times, of all speeches, is I have a dream that one day my young children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I don't care what color Barack Obama is. I don't care.
Well, first of all, he's white. I mean, I say he's white because he's 50-50. So why do you get that? He's half black and half white. This is what gets me, because we've seen my side of the family tree seems to have been deleted here. I'm offended.
Yeah. Well. I think that it, again, to go in and to
we
say,
can both claim Barack Obama for better or for worse.
Well, and again,
it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And that is the point. And that was one of the things that I thought was real promising about what a great opportunity. Here's a guy that's got both the key races represented in the United States, not all, but two of the main races, and he's our president. That's a great symbol. And we thought he was the post-racial president. You could argue he's been the most racial president.
It's not red states. It's not blue states. We're Americans. How about that? I love that. Well, what happened?
Yeah, well,
what happened?
That's idealistic, because right now, Mike, we're kind of divided, and I see Barack Obama has been being very divisive.
Well, I think, you know, you guys bring it. There's a lot of things you can say. Well, the man that makes the speech is the only one that knows what he really means. And you know, I think, you know, the content of a lot of what's being said right now is divisive. I'm sorry. I mean, you can't try to split people. You know, and the reason this is said about the African American vote basically is probably because they sense that it can be a very, very tough election, and that they're going to have to muster all that vote that they can get out right now. And I'm sure that's all part of it.
Yeah.
Now, that's all part of politics, though.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's any different for anybody else.
Well, and
he'll have great support there, and I think you're right, Mike.
Irish American vote might come out for Romney. I don't know. I'm just saying, but I know that's all part of it. But it seems to be, you know, you seem to be pushing the envelope a little bit hard at this point right now, and there's no question right now, he's campaigning. And all this rhetoric about we got 5 more years. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But he is campaigning right now, believe me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, he is a good campaigner.
No question.
I don't know what else he can do, but he's good at that.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
it's gonna be a close one.
All right, Michigan and Arizona vote tomorrow. Governor Brewer of Arizona comes out and endorses Romney, saying that he's the man that can beat Obama. And so again, that still seems to be the question on the GOP side. Is who can you put in there that has a chance to win?
You know, you can guess, but you could argue it either way. The convention is that Romney has a better chance to beat Obama, but I don't know.
What you're saying, John, and what he's saying to me, that's not that's no great deduction right there. I mean, everybody would assume that the Republican nomination is going to go to Romney, but you know, is he the best man for the job? I don't know. And if he is, fine. If he isn't, we'll find out. But if you go and put him up there and you're going to think he's going to beat Obama, I don't think he is. So you better find somebody you think is going to stand up and be able to take some of the bullets and beat Obama, because I don't think he'll beat Obama.
Well, you've got Santorum right now, Steve, as of this morning. They're tied. The new polls are, they're tied in Michigan,
right,
for crying out loud.
Right.
And 2 days ago, it was like 10 points. I don't know.
Now, and I think they say that if Romney loses Michigan, it's pointed toward a brokered convention. Could that really happen?
Well, sure, I guess it could. If he doesn't get enough votes, then nobody has the delegates it takes to get the nomination. So you get to this free-for-all convention. Who knows what had happened then? I mean, they could put up some guy who didn't run, Mike. I mean, the rules allow you to do anything once you get to the convention if you don't have a candidate that has the majority. So it could be interesting. I think that plays for – if it gets to that point, Mike, don't you think Obama has a pretty big ace
it's
in the hole?
It's a lock.
Yeah, I think at that point we're really going to see that the Democrats will coalesce and there won't be any chance at all.
People can't walk around and complain either. Listen, if you want to change, then you make change. You know, they wanted to change the last time. They created change. We heard all this. You know, change from what to what? For better or worse. I mean, is it or isn't it?
Well,
I mean, and we start interpreting what the Declaration of Independence says and what the Constitution says. in your own way, then we got a problem. Mm-hmm. And I start saying, well, you people have done well in life, but so what? Well, that's not right. Well, what the heck? What's that all about? It is right. I mean, it is right if you did well in life, because our Creator created us to be all we can be with what we have. I mean, we got to start thinking common sense again, guys. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about how hard your childhood was. I mean, there's too many people who have overcome this. Come on.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, final few minutes, 754, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. And I've kind of adopted, Johnny, what Mike Ditka says. Hey, if America wants to reelect Barack Obama, then all right, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do.
Well, the thing is, Steve, too, you can understand someone voting for Barack Obama. I mean, he's got a lot of charisma. I like it when he's talking. You listen to him, he's like, and you kind of nod. But if you voted for him the first time, I can understand that. But if you vote for him now, I don't understand, because 90% of what he says is not what he does. And he hasn't been a guy that's brought us together, and his policies aren't working, and our international foreign policy isn't doing very well. And I'm not saying, okay, he's the worst thing that ever happened. Let's try somebody else. He's not a great president. Oh. That's my point.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I get one vote. That's all I got. So I'd recommend switching, but we have to have another candidate, so that's an issue right now.
Yeah.
And you got to
determine someone like this. Your definition of leadership, what is it? I think the American people have to understand what their definition of leadership is. If he's their definition, let's move on for another 4 years. If he's not, then you better make a change.
Right.
That's all.
Finally, Hunter Mahan wins at the WGC match play at the PGA out in Arizona. And that just, again, does 64 guys, number 21 wins. Anybody can win on any Sunday, Mike.
But I watched every minute of that. Now you're asking me that I watch that other stuff. I watched every minute of that. And I thought Rory, I just thought that the morning match took a lot out of him. I really believe that. I mean, he was trying so hard to beat him, and he did. But I tell you what, Hunter Mahan, this guy's exploded. I mean, this guy is talented.
Johnny,
I mean, all these guys are talented.
I mean,
really talented.
Tell me how, Mike and Johnny, tell me how a guy hits a 7-iron 215 yards. I don't understand that. I don't understand. I mean,
I don't want to. That's why I don't do it.
But is the air light in Arizona? Did it bounce a lot? How do you hit the ball?
No, the ball travels. But come on, we got to put this thing into perspective. They're hitting 4 hours, 240 yards.
Come on.
They're talented. But watch guys swing at the ball. There's no fear, because that swing is so groomed. They're swinging out on it. They're not swinging under it.
It's unreal, Johnny. It's unreal.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's just talent, and it's fun to watch that kind of talent. There's an example of just working hard and bearing down, and you get the reward. You win, you get the reward.
What would have been the odds if you had went to Vegas and said, I want to bet on Hunter Mahan?
Yeah, you'd had good odds on that.
Oh, my God.
You'd made some money.
So.
Hey, listen, guys, we'll leave it there. I'll call you Friday, but thank you as always, Mike. Good luck filming in that movie. You can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we want to hear about this movie. Hey, you know, sometimes, Steve, they'll increase that role when they see Mike. They kind of add lines
for him.
They take some away, too.
Thanks so much, guys. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, live here. Mike's in Chicago, Johnny, New Orleans. Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to Hall of Famer Mike Ditka. And a Hall of Famer in his own right as an inventor, Brother Johnny, today from New Orleans on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. And Mike's on his way out to film a part of the Jim Belushi movie Dorks, I guess is the name of it. So if you ever see that come out, you'll be on the inside as far as knowing that Mike was ready to go. I talked to him all during the kicking and screaming filming, and he used to call me 5 in the morning from out there on the set. Great guy. Appreciate him. 7:58. Appreciate Brother Johnny as well. Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8:00.